Patience. Boy, I've been practicing this a lot. And yes, we're without the PA system. I will make sure to talk loud. If I start going soft, please just be like, I can't hear you. So starting off, let's define patience. What do you guys have for a definition of patience?
I'll start. Forbearance under suffering and endurance in the face of adversity, long suffering. And then it also added, biblical patience involves recognizing that God has a perfect plan and timing for everything.
That's a
I
long
have
statement. Yes.
Yes, I have one. It's a God-produced virtue that enables believers to endure hardships, to tolerate delays, and bear with others without getting angry or losing hope.
Okay.
Very good. That was a very good definition. I have something on the same lines as that too. Anybody else? Yes.
The quality that let's see, the quality that does not surrender to circumstances or succumb under trial, it's divinely designed to go with the other fruits of the spirit, and it keeps the other fruits of the spirit working so that even when we're under pressure, we don't give up or quit.
That's a good definition. Keeps the other fruits of spirit work.
Yes.
Very good. I want to just throw in there, I think somebody else said this too. I have, virtue of enduring, like other people said, persevering, acting with grace and trust, but acting with grace and trust in God's timing. Sometimes we want to have it done on our own time. Have it done now. We want things to happen now, especially in this day and age when we can get the news just like that. We could get information super easy because we have phones. We expect everything to happen now. But we have to understand that it happens in God's time. If you may not be ready right then and there. Me? I'm joining the military at 22. I thought I was going to do it at 17, 18. That was not God's plan for me at that moment. And also, if I probably went in at that time, I wasn't ready. But God knows that I'm ready now. So it's in His time. That's a big thing that I saw when studying this, is that sometimes we need to take a step back and trust God. Okay. We need to understand that it's not always right here, right now. Yes.
I've got, well, it's not a definition, but it goes along with what we're talking about. Patience is a virtue that God highly prizes highly. That's James 1, 3, and 4. So that was good enough to put in.
You're jumping ahead on verses there.
Oh,
Man.
it's what goes along with
No,
what.
it does go with, I'm just giving you the right time. It goes along with what we're talking. I'm just a little, I had that one written down.
Wow.
Well,
Sorry. No, I'm not sorry.
no, we like Eileen always says, we all read from the same book, so we're all
Yeah,
gonna have the same answer.
we do.
Bob. Sorry, I looked at Bob, then I looked
Bill.
at Bill. My
Yeah.
bad.
Paul said,
His
I've learned to
message.
be content in whatever circumstances I'm in. And in another place, he also says, my body fights against my will and doesn't want to do what I want it to do. So it's a difficult battle. And also, James said, The tongue is an unruly evil in our members. We can't control it. We have little battles, one after another, we have to fight every day to try to fight these things off. And it's so easy, relatively easy, to deal with people face to face. But when you're driving, it's a completely different story because you're not face to face with anybody.
God, if you're
that's one of the biggest battles I think most of us fight, or a lot of us do.
Yeah.
I think both, and I've been thinking about this a lot. I think it was Leslie said in at Sunday, maybe Sunday night, God hears every word. And I think we forget about
it. God knows everything. God hears everything.
You think so? We need
God it. Knows your heart better than you even know it yourself. He knows you better than you know yourself. So if you think we can hide stuff from God, that's not going to go over well. So I think we got a pretty decent definition down of patience. So let's jump to part two here and share two verses concerning patience and explain the verses. Who wants to start us off?
Well, I have Proverbs 15:18. A hot-tempered person stirs up, can't even conflict, but the one who is patient calms the poor. So if you're hot-tempered, you can stir up a big mess. But if you take things calmly, talk calmly, think before you speak, you can defuse the situation.
Yeah, I think temper is a big thing that can ruin our patience. Annoyance, temperance. For example, right now, I have 2 weeks left. There's one last thing of paperwork I have to do. I was supposed to do it a month ago. Still haven't done. Recruiter keeps telling me he doesn't know what's going on. And then he'll ghost me for days. I'm getting annoyed. But I gotta remember, just take a deep breath. I'll get it before I go. I gotta, because I can't go anywhere without it. So I know I'll get it before I go. And then I think to myself, why did I ask God for patience? And then he gives me a ship date 6 months after I signed my contract and a recruiter that knows me. But I'm learning patience. Sometimes I lose it. But we're all human. We all.
So there's humility too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll help you.
Humility too. Anybody else have a verse?
Well, I guess I was thinking about the patience of God. And Peter says, you know, scoffers will come in the last days, saying, where's the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they have from the beginning. And he says, just remember, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So I'm incredibly grateful for the patience that God has, that he is not going to immediately strike me down every time I sin. So I think it's important to understand that if I'm going to imitate God, then I need to have patience.
Yeah, I think sometimes we're so quick to, when we start to get impatient, we start shooting that person down, trying to bring them down, trying to get back at them because we lost our patience. But we sometimes may not know the whole story. God knows the whole story. He knows what's going on. And he could have been throwing many different signs at you on what to do, and you're still not giving, but he won't just give up. He won't turn his back on you. He won't go against you. He will be there by you until you figure it out. Bob, you had your hand up?
Yeah, I picked something in Romans chapter 9 and then verse 22. And again, it's concerning God. And whenever we talk about patience, there's always waiting connected with patience. In verse 22 says, God, although willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make power, his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction. Well, what are those vessels of wrath, or who are they? Well, I think he's speaking of mankind. And verse 23 said that he did so in order that he, God, might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory. So God has demonstrated his patience over all of time towards man, his created being.
Yeah, and we see that time and time again throughout the Bible. When what first comes to mind with God's patience would be the time of the judges. You know, Israel's doing good, then they go back to idol worship, and then they're asking God for help, and then he sends a judge, they do this whole cycle. But I mean, that's not the only example. I mean, you see it throughout all the Bible and even throughout all the New Testament, the patience that he had with everybody there. One verse I had was in James chapter 1 at verse 12. And it says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Here it's talking about the reward we get through our patience, through our perseverance, that we'll be rewarded in the end. We'll get that crown of life. We'll have eternal life with him. And honestly, that's a good test for our patience there for when Jesus comes again. We don't know when that's going to happen, but we got to make sure that we look at ourselves, we hold ourselves accountable, and we stay right to him, because we don't know when that day is going to come. Bill.
Time and time again, especially through the prophets, God spoke of his own wrath and anger. We were created by God. It's a matter of what we do with those things. But don't let the sun go down on your anger. Don't act on it. You know, if it's for a righteous reason, like Jesus in the marketplace, that's one thing. Anything else, no. We've got to control it. We've got to control ourselves. The feeling is a natural thing. It's part of our creation.
Yeah, I believe self-control and patience go hand in hand pretty well. If you can have self-control, it will help you with your patience tremendously. Yes.
Be angry and sin not. That's hard to do.
It is. It is very hard. And, you know, we will sometimes become angry and we will sin. We will fall. It is stated that we will fall short of the glory of God. But God will accept us back in if we repent, confess our sins, and change what we have done. He's a very forgiving God. He's a very patient God. Anybody else have any verses before we move on?
I've got one. In Isaiah 7:13, it says, then Isaiah said, hear now, you house of David, Is it not enough to try the patience of men, that you will try the patience of my God as well? That's...
Had that one written out too.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're trying the patience of everybody there, and then they go and try to test God. That's not going to end well.
In Colossians 3, 12 and 13 encourages believers to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, demonstrating God's love through patient treatment of one another.
Having patience with people is a demonstration of God's love through us.
We have to realize how much patience God has with them.
Yeah, just like Dean said earlier.
Yeah.
The amount of patience God has for us, it makes us think, I should have that same amount of patience with everybody else around me. All right, we're going to move on to question three here. Provide an example of someone who exhibited patience in the Old Testament. Who do you guys have? Anybody at home have anybody? All right, anybody have?
Well, Job.
Yes, Job.
That's the obvious one.
Yeah, I have Job written down.
I do too.
You guys, what the shit?
Sarah and Abraham.
Yes, waiting. Sarah and Abraham waiting, yes.
I mean, you could say the same thing for Zachariah and Elizabeth, but they kind of did, but they kind of gave up.
Yeah.
And then.
Another person along the lines of waiting, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob made a deal and was supposed to marry Rachel and instead married Leah. So then he had to go another 7 years and then he was able to marry Rachel. But just his love and his commitment to her kept him going. But he had to have a lot of patience there. 14 years. That's quite a bit of time. Billy, you had your hand up? He's searching for it.
Dean has his hand up.
Oh, Dean.
I had David. Because I think David illustrates how much difference there is between not being able to do something about a situation and accepting that situation. And on the other hand, willing to let God work it out in his time. There's a lot of things that happen in my life that I can't do anything about. And sometimes we say, well, you have to be patient about that. Mm-hmm. That's not really patience. That's just resignation to the fact that I can't do anything about it. But think about the number of times that David could have killed Saul. And he chose not to. I think that's real patience. And surrendering to God and letting him work out things in his time, even though you have the opportunity to do something about it. I think that's where Abraham fell down. He wasn't really patient. He took Hagar. Okay? And that's a lack of patience. That's being able to do something about it, going ahead and taking matters into your own hand. That's different than what David did. And what David did is real patience, I think.
Yeah, David knew. David respected God and respected that Saul was the anointed king. And yeah, that took a lot of patience because, like I said, he did have many different times, he could have killed him, but didn't, because he understood what was right. Anybody else have anybody? Bob.
So in James chapter 5, verse 10, James writes about, as an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophets. So that's a big collective of individuals who spoke in the name of the Lord.
I had that written down too. Whenever I go through the prophets there, I wonder what it was like for them to have these people around them that they would be prophesying about all this stuff, and they just still not listen. Even after bad things have happened to their people, and just still turn their back. I mean, many listened, but there were still many that decided to ignore them. But yes, I had the prophets just as in general written down too. Bill, I saw your hand up.
Resignation is sometimes hard to live with, but you accept it. And that is teaching you patience. Because there are situations that we can't get out of, that they're just dumped on us. But most things, with God's help and a little patience, we can work it out. He's given us that ability. We've got to resign ourselves to the fact we're in a bad spot. And then we exercise our patience and work on it instead of just ranting and raving and giving up.
Yeah. All right, so we've looked at the Old Testament. Now let's jump to the New Testament. And let's see some examples from the New Testament. What do you all have?
Yeah, I had Jesus, when they brought the adulterous woman who was caught in the very act, he was very patient and let the whole situation all work out in time rather than just to give an answer. He patiently let it out.
I mean, he only said a few words to them.
Yeah.
And it was powerful. If any of you have not sinned, you may cast the first stone. And then it says, one by one, they all left. Drop until it was just the two of them. What was that?
Drop their rocks. They're gone.
Yep. And they left. Kirsten, you had...
I think of Jesus too, and just the patience that he had with his disciples, and just, you know, because they would ask him, and he'd just be like, oh, "I told you," you know, like, you know, I so just the patience that he had with them, just, you know, that was Jesus. So, you know, I mean, he was giving them examples, but time and time again, they just kept missing the picture. Just like,
yeah, you know, I mean, yeah.
Just like us.
Yeah, we missed the picture. Like I said, God will give you all the signs, and you may be like, I need a sign, and there could legit be a sign right there that says what you need, and you still go. I think one thing that I think about with Jesus and his patience with his disciples, Jesus told Peter, you're going to deny me. And Peter just kept fighting it back. And Jesus said, you're going to deny me. In my mind, I'm thinking, Peter, you've been with him for this amount of time. If he says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's 100% going to happen. But, you know, Peter didn't think it was, and then what happened? He denied Jesus. For me, I had Cornelius written down. And his patience on meeting Peter. He had that vision. And then sent for Peter. And then he came out and he rushed out. And by the time Peter got in there, he saw that a whole assembly was gathered for him. I have a feeling Cornelius got a little impatient there, waiting for him. But just the patience they had for Peter to show up, and then the excitement that he had when he did show up, and the excitement to receive the word was just, I just thought that was pretty powerful. Anybody else have somebody from the New Testament? Bob.
I have another collective example. In Revelation chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, speaking of the church at Ephesus, John writes, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance. Perseverance is very similar to patience, mm-hmm. along with endurance. And that you cannot endure evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not. And you found them to be false. And you have perseverance. And have endured for my sake and have not grown weary.
What was that again?
That was in Revelation chapter 2. So that was a message to Ephesus, the Ephesian church, which that was one of the good things that John had to say or Jesus had to say about the church there.
Anybody else have an example? I mean, we've said it many times, and it goes in the Old Testament and New Testament, just God's patience with us. Ultimate example of patience. Like I said, time and time again, we'll fall short, we'll fall away. Or even just think about a time before you were a Christian and the patience God had. And then him sending, actually, I don't know how all of you came to Christ, but for some of you, maybe he sent people to you to help bring you to Christ. Or here's a story from the church I used to go to with my family in Kent. One of the ways somebody found out was he was, him and his family was from, they were from Africa, and a cargo ship had a thing of Bibles on it, and it fell off the cargo ship and washed ashore. And that's how they found God, was that Bibles washed ashore. I think it was him and his brother were out there walking the beach, and they saw them, they started reading them, and wanted to learn more. I remember when he told our congregation that story of how I was blown away. Like, God, again, God knows you better than anybody else and knew the time that you needed to hear it. And just, Bible's washed ashore. Pretty powerful. Yeah.
Well, the prodigal son's father, he was watching, even though his son, and he knew this, even though his son had basically wasted his share of the father's money, the father still watched for him to return.
Yes.
That's patience.
That is tremendous patience there. And I mean, that's a great, great parable, again, of how God is patient with us, how Jesus was patient with everybody there. Deep.
Do I have Saul? You know, he saw the Lord on the road to Damascus, and the Lord said, go to Damascus, and I'll tell you what to do. And he didn't do anything for 3 days. And I'm sure that those 3 days, Saul was thinking, where is this further instruction? Let's go. Just knowing Saul and his personality. But God waited for 3 days. I don't know why he did it, but But he did wait for 3 days before he sent Ananias.
Yes. It's God with his threes, you know. 3 days. That he just knew it was 3 days that Saul needed. So we're going to move on to question five. How do Christians reflect a Christ-like attitude through patience? Gary.
Yeah, well, it's been said that you don't know what kind of day the other person is having. God knows, but you don't know. And so it is always easier to be patient with somebody when you think you value that they might be having a worse day than you or than what you can tell. So they may be doing the best that they can, and it may have been they cut you off or took your parking spot or whatever. But by not judging them and saying, well, maybe they're having a bad day, that shows your patience, the way God shows his patience when he knows that we're having a bad day.
Yeah, I had written down here along the same lines there is demonstrating love, forgiveness, kindness toward others. Just like you said, you don't know what that person's been going through. You don't know their background. But if we show up and we're kind and gentle and patient, then it could make their day. It could turn their day around. I bet you my uncle back there has had his fair share of people come through that pharmacy where he would love to lose his patience on them, but he's patient, walks them through what they need to get done, and I can only imagine what he goes through there. That's
well, the Costco parking lot is a good
oh.
which sounds weird, but you've all been there. We were there one day and we were waiting for a spot, person and I, and this couple just zipped into the spot and we just started laughing and we found another spot and they got out and they said, were you waiting for that spot? And we said, yeah, but it's okay, you know. Why get all upset about a parking spot, you know? But I have seen, and I have been there when people have gotten in an argument about the parking spot. And it's sad to me.
I've seen people pop the median, over the median.
Oh, really?
Into a parking spot.
Oh, I've never seen that.
It's crazy what people will do. But there are many things in life that will test our patience.
It's a little thing sometimes.
It's not nearly as bad as the guy who cut off his hand so he could have the handicap part.
Oh. What? Is that true?
Somebody told me it was true. I don't know whether I'm gullible or it's true.
Are you gossiping?
But I mean, these are examples in our life that we talk about that, you know, we'll lose our patience with. But it's these things in life that if we show patience, that, you know, others are watching.
And
they can see. Trust me, they'll notice when you lose your temper. And then and, you know, with these phones these days, you know, stuff can travel around real quick.
Yeah.
But for me, what I've said to reflect a Christ-like attitude is, you know, we need to endure the hardships with faith in God's plan. Demonstrate love and forgiveness toward others. Persevering through trials with a calm, steady demeanor, all while relying on the Holy Spirit to grow this divine characteristic. You got to put our faith in God. Lee.
I got down, of course, everybody knows all this since we've heard it hundreds of times. First Corinthians 13:4, where it says, love is kind, love is patient, love is not jealous, does not brag, it is not arrogant. and does not seek its own. And yeah, that's a good one to always go to.
That is a very good passage to go to. Another passage that I go to in this whole, unless anybody, and this will probably be the last comment, and then we'll move on to the next question here. But I go to Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2 there. It says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us not lay aside every encumbrance and sin, which so easily entangles us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Let's run this race of endurance. It is a race of endurance. Which endurance is another way of saying patience. You know, like I said before, we don't know when God's going to be here. And Jesus could return after we pass. But we got to make sure that we live our life according to his word, according to his standard, that we live a Christian life. Question 6. How do you grow in patience and seek opportunities to demonstrate patience to others? I think we listed a lot of opportunities that we can demonstrate. I mean, in our day-to-day lives, you know, showing that forgiveness and kindness. Just hearing people out, listening to them. You know, when it comes to studying with people, you sometimes always want to get your idea out to them. And you're so eager to share the word. Maybe we should take a step back and listen. See where their knowledge level is in this. See if growing up, they went to services, never made the commitment, fell away. So they may have an understanding of what this is, and that'll change how you approach them. But for me, I had written down, when you seek opportunities to demonstrate, I think listening is a big thing. We need to listen. We need to see what they're going through. Try to understand their background. And then evaluate, am I the best person to help them with this? Because you may not understand what they're going through, but you may know somebody that understands that. So then you can lead them in the right direction. And then along the lines of listening, listen to what God's telling you. Don't just go on your time, like we said before. Don't do it your way. Do it God's way. Anybody else have anything? Or anybody want to share what they have here? You know, how do we grow up patience? How do we demonstrate? How do we grow?
And again, just so that demonstrate it, you know, in your everyday life. So just have to, but you have to have patience with, you know, your family, your marriage, your job, your, you know, so they all work together because you can't have one without the other. And that's kind of what the fruit of the Spirit, that if you don't have patience, none of the other things will come. All patience just, you know, kind of goes towards your endurance. Can you handle it? You know, do you have the patience to love somebody that's constantly disappointing you, or, you know, just frustration because they're not understanding what you're asking them to do? Patience with being grateful for something. I think just demonstrating it and practicing it.
Yeah, demonstrating, practicing. will really help you grow in patience. And I'll add on to that, you know, prayer.
Prayer, yes.
You know, I think for all these, you write down prayer, you know, pray to God.
Yeah.
Asking Him for help.
There are a lot of verses on patience and prayer. So I think, that, like you said, patience and love kind of go together. So,
yes, just be careful because then he'll send you a recruiter that stinks and is.
He's testing you. Well, yeah. Jerry Bassett always said, I said, oh, I'm praying for patience. He said, oh, Eileen, don't do that. Because you'll get more trials. So I say, Lord, please help me to handle the situation the way you want me to.
Yeah. And if, I was going to say this, if you're going to pray for it, you better be ready for what he has for an answer.
Yeah.
Because it may not be the answer that you're looking for. It may, trust me, the answer that you'll get will better your life. Yeah. You may not understand it in the moment, but trust me, a little ways down the road, you're gonna be like, that's actually exactly what I need. Remember, God knows you better than you know yourself. God.
Yeah, be patient with yourself. When you discover what you did wrong, ask God in prayer and look for ways that you could have done something different. But if you're not patient with yourself, you're not being honest with yourself about what happened, and you don't go anywhere with it because you don't address it.
That's a good point. Patience with self. So, anybody else before we close for the evening? I know we're ending a little early here. We got through this a little quicker than I thought, but. I thank you guys.